Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Don't forget, if you've got any spare time over the next few weeks, you can still sign up for our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English, and learn some very useful tips, some excellent advice about how you can make your English language learning progress much more quick. Visit our website at adeptenglish.com and sign up today, and you can start our free course straight away. Understanding the 7 rules means that whatever time you have to spend on your English language learning, well, you'll achieve more. You'll go further and make better use of that time. Now, as I've mentioned before, although the UK is quite a secular country, Christians and non-Christians alike, people from other religions, like to celebrate Christmas. Secular, S-E-C-U-L-A-R, meaning non-religious, not connected with any religion, is probably a good description of a lot of people's lives in the UK. The UK is a secular country, so many people wouldn't consider themselves Christians, but they still celebrate Christmas. One of the traditions is present buying, and despite the pandemic this year, it's no different. It's just most people have done their Christmas shopping online. We love online shopping in the UK. I've done most of mine online this year. I've taken a lot of deliveries, and I have a big number of cardboard boxes in my study, which I will reuse or recycle. Another thing which is part of Christmas in the UK is that we have Christmas songs on the radio. There is quite a repertoire of Christmas songs which get played on the radio every year. And I'm not meaning Christmas carols here. I'm not talking about religious Christmas songs. I'm talking about pop music songs, things which have been released over the years. Many bands and solo artists, the songs which they released for Christmas are the ones which year after year still bring in the payments, still bring in the royalties. So during the month of December up until the 25th, UK radio stations play lots of Christmas records. And there is one radio station even, Magic FM, which only plays Christmas records. That's how many there are. I'm not sure I'd want to listen to that all the time, but if you're in the car and you want some Christmas music, it's there any time of day or night. I know that British music is one of our greatest exports, and certainly if you go to Europe in the summer, you hear British music played in bars and restaurants all the time. But do you listen to the same Christmas music as we do? I'm sure that you'll be familiar with some of it. Certainly with some of the US Christmas music. How about Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You? Or something really old like Bing Crosby's White Christmas? Or even John and Yoko, Happy Christmas War Is Over? Or what about Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town? Or maybe you like the Jackson 5 version instead. Lots of people have covered that song. So, what are the most popular Christmas songs, the ones that you'll hear on the radio at Christmas time in the UK? Well, as well as all the ones I've mentioned, there are plenty of British bands who've released Christmas records, and most people in the UK would just know all the words to these songs and be able to sing along because, well, we've heard them so many times before. Maybe you have too. Or maybe they're new to you. What about Wham, Last Christmas? Dear Old George Michael, of course. That's a popular one. 1984 with a lovely video and some nice Christmas jumpers in that one. What about Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea? Do you know that one? Well, this one does actually remind me of Driving Home for Christmas up to the northwest of England. on the motorway, lots of traffic, bits of snow in the air, we're probably not going to be driving home for Christmas this year because of the pandemic. But I'm sure there will be other years where we do that again. I think that Chris Rea must be a bit obsessed with driving, especially on busy and congested roads in the UK, as the other song I remember him for is called The Road to Hell, supposedly about the traffic on the M25. The M25 is the circular motorway around London. I think The Road to Hell is perhaps an overstatement, but it can be a bit busy on the M25 sometimes. Back to the Christmas songs. Some of the most popular songs are really old pop songs, older than the Chris Rea one. So what about Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day? I must have heard that hundreds and hundreds of times. And Slade, Merry Christmas Everybody. I remember dancing to this as a small child in a school disco. Notice the X for Christmas or Xmas. I hate that. It's what we call tacky in English. But Merry Christmas Everybody. What about Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad? It's such a happy tune and is known in lots of places around the world. He's Puerto Rican, of course, and he re-released this recently to celebrate its 50th anniversary. There are some more recent songs which we like. What about Leona Lewis and One More Sleep? This one gets us singing in the car and we like it, but it's from 2013. So there are new Christmas singles come out every year, but the really, really popular ones tend to be the old ones. It's as though we have a history with each song and we need to hear it lots and lots of times before we make it a favourite, something familiar. But Leona is getting there 7 years after this one was released, One More Sleep. Who could forget Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? From 1984. This one still gets played, with all those 1980s rock legends on the video, without their makeup. Well, that's apart from Boy George, of course, our own dear singer from Culture Club. I'm sure you know the song Karma Chameleon. Well, in that famous video, check it out on YouTube, he's managed to find time to put on his makeup, even though no one else has. I do like Boy George, or George O'Dowd to give him his proper name. A really funny thing, though, in any survey in the UK and Ireland of all-time favourite Christmas songs, the one which comes out at number one most frequently, well, you might think it would be John Lennon and Yoko Ono, Happy Christmas, War is Over, but it's not. What comes out at the top most frequently is Fairy Tale of New York by The Pogues with Kirsty MacColl. People in the UK just love this one, and in Ireland too. After all, Shane McGowan is Irish. Kirsty MacColl, of course, was a British singer, famous originally for her song There's a Guy Works Down the Chip Shop Swears He's Elvis. Don't know if you know that one. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us after a boating accident in Mexico in 2000, in which she saved her own son's life but died herself. Fairy Tale of New York is the most popular Christmas song of all time for people in the UK and Ireland, and that's a funny one. If you watch the video, it's basically a drunken man, a duet sung by a couple. They're wishing each other Merry Christmas, but also calling each other names, talking about their dreams and their disappointments and how they've fallen on hard times and things haven't worked out as they thought they would. But they're also reminiscing. To reminisce, R-E-M-I-N-I-S-C-E. That's a verb meaning to think and talk about past times and how things used to be, with some affection usually. So even though they're arguing, they're singing about past Christmases as well as this one and remembering being together. I think people like this song because it captures the sentimental feel about Christmas. Why so many people in the UK and around the world like to celebrate Christmas, even though they're not practicing Christians, well, it's part of our culture. And for most people, Christmas has the history of all the other Christmases past that we've known woven into it. I think that's why Fairy Tale of New York remains so popular and has spent more time in our top 20 than any other song. Anyway, let us know whether you have different Christmas favourite songs, what your favourites are, and what you listen to in your country at Christmas, if you do. Everybody's different. I asked my elder daughter and she said, Michael Bublé. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.